As we traditionally do, we take a look at some of the more recent news and activities regarding COVID-19 and our long-term care facilities in New Jersey. Let's start with a focus on the COVID death toll at New Jersey Veteran Homes. New Jersey Attorney General has requested a whole bunch of documents from the Paramus and the Menlo Park Veteran Homes in a investigation. State Record Review has now increased the total coronavirus death numbers at these two state-run facilities to 190. Additional 47 probable deaths due to COVID-19 at the two New Jersey veterans' homes means that now nearly a third of the residents at each home died of confirmed or probable cases of COVID-19, as well as two nurses' aides, one at each home, also died from the virus. 39 previously uncounted deaths at the Menlo Park Veterans Memorial Home make it 101 resident deaths, makes that the highest now reported at a New Jersey nursing home and the highest among state-run veterans homes in the country. That's Menlo Park. Paramus Memorial Veterans Home, an additional 8 probable deaths due to COVID-19 by the state health department, that increases their total to 89. We've had many residents of nursing homes throughout the state die without being hospitalized or tested for COVID-19. Info on their death certificates allows examiners within the Communicable Disease Service at the state health department to determine whether the death should be attributed to COVID-19. Across the state, 1,787 deaths have been ID'd as probable coronavirus deaths after reviews like that. March and April saw many more deaths statewide than would be typical in a normal year, and the reviewers looked at medical records for symptoms related to COVID-19 as well as any possible alternative cause of death. It makes some people think, too, that maybe the lack of testing might have been deliberate, because if you're not testing residents, you conveniently do not have a COVID death on your tally sheet, which the rate people were dying in the veteran centers and all the nursing homes in the state. The suspicion is that, well, maybe they wanted to do what they could to keep the number down. And the state agency that runs the homes wheeled out their spokesperson, Kryn Westhoven, said all deaths were reported to the health department during the pandemic, but Mr. Westhoven didn't elaborate. Why is it always a spokesperson who steps forward? How about we hear from one of the agency directors for a change? That would be a refreshing, a little supportive too for the families of all these lost lives. State Department of Military and Veteran Affairs mourns each and every veteran that passes away in our memorial home. Again, from the spokesperson. The Attorney General's office has been asking the State Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, which operates the facilities in Paramus and Menlo Park, to hand over documents related to 50 categories. They range from the organization and management of the homes to their infection control procedure, staffing, inspection records, COVID-19 related issues. And this all comes, by the way, this might be a little fortune telling for the directors of the Menlo Park and Paramus facilities. This all comes as two execs at state-run veterans homes in Massachusetts face indictments on 10 counts, each connected with alleged deficiencies in care that led to deaths of 76 residents in the Massachusetts veterans homes. They're convicted. Two directors are going to be facing some time in the pen. In addition to that, the U.S. Justice Department is also looking for information from our governor in New Jersey, as well as New York, Pennsylvania, Michigan, about any orders which may have resulted in the deaths of thousands of nursing home residents. DOJ is looking into whether state orders telling nursing homes to admit COVID-positive patients discharged from hospitals contributed to the deaths. And by the way, if you go to our download page on our website, issuesandideasradio.com, you can read the mandates from both Governor Murphy and Governor Cuomo of New York. You can read them yourself. You be the judge if that was the situation their mandate created. Just to remind you of the math of the matter, so far, 7,158 nursing home residents have died from COVID-19. That accounts for nearly half of New Jersey's total COVID deaths. You want to put it into a ratio? More than 1 out of 10 nursing home residents in New Jersey have died from COVID-19. Well, at least by the sounds of the info I just shared with you, it seems like the flame is finally being turned up. Mention Massachusetts. The COVID-19 pandemic started hitting here in Massachusetts close to the same time. And it wasn't long before both states were winding up with a very disturbing loss of life in veterans' homes and nursing homes. Half year later, Massachusetts has completed an inquiry into the problems that led to that tragedy. And the grand jury, as I said, indicted several top officials from one of the hard-hit veterans' facilities. Yeah, not really the same case in New Jersey, is it? May 22nd, Senate leadership announced intentions to create a special committee to investigate a series of issues related to COVID-19, including nursing and veterans' facilities. 4 months ago, almost 2,500 more seniors have died and still waiting to look into the situation. All we've gotten so far, just statements read by spokespeople and an end to county deaths at long-term care facilities, which have already happened, by the way. The tallies now you're seeing are current cases only. We've seen New Jersey homeschooling has experienced a large, tremendous growth. Hopefully home health care for seniors will too, because as we come to learn, the alternative, literally and figuratively, is deadly.